begin the current daf Masechtas Baba Basra daf Chav. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tzeis Master. Begin with the Gemara. Well, he guvet eichut. Well, then the barrel itself should be a chatzitza. Tzeis says b'tem it's a wonder because heichut eichut. How could it be a chatzitza? Holay maftalei hasam. But when he's not nullifying, he's going to end up using it. That runs into the same problem. So b'teret tzriber of Mardechai, he says the kimin shetrifa Gregor. Since we said that the dried figs got spoiled. So then that ruins the barrel. Also, umavatla, and therefore he will nullify it over there. Of a kashri, what's difficult to the re is to prepare based the Shabbos. Shabbos, I've come in Zion with Aleph. Lama, the Gemara says, that they closed up the window with a jug. What do you mean? When you close it up, what are you gaining? But you're not nullifying. It should not be a chatzitza. But like him, don't say the bitla tefiach that oh they nullified over there. If that's the case, so you bring the Shabbos, that would be a problem about adding on to the structure, which would be iser of building on Shabbos. So when the other Rabbi in time, and since Rabbi in time, will the re enter the re? The kli cheres that actually earthenware vessel le boy bitl does not require nullification. El Shabbos chaitzitz, rather it nullify it block. It's a barrier. Avgav le mavatle, even though you're not mavatle, so you're not doing boina. At the same time, it's going to be and you're not mavatle like what we asked the question, but still chaitzitz. But the Gemara, like a Mandis, the Gemara says later on, the Klicheres might be Chaloyin, that the Erdemer vessel diminishes by the window. Upar, the Gemara asks, what do you mean Klicheres? What, the Erdemer vessel, or Chazilei, what mean it's fit to use? So it says, Hosamayr, there's Tama, Bememayit Chaloyin Mikashir. And it's just minimizing the measurement of the Tefach from the window. Avalain the system called Chaloyin, but that's not closing up the whole window. Allah, there you need to have nullification. Avalain the system called Chaloyin, but when it closes up the whole window, which we learned chaytzitzin, which the mashma that wording sounds like the seisim legamri totally closed it up, and v'chena who is so to over there the pokas ma'or where they closed up the window. Hasam v'adu lebay bittel b'klicheres. Right there, most definitely don't have to have bittel by the earthenware vessel. It works automatically. Boydom harav Reb Shmuel, it says the kli eitz nami she'ena mekabel tumah that. Also, by a large earthenware vessel, that's not mekabel tuma kugur in the osel anachas, like it's meant to be stationary. Leiboy bittel, that type of thing also does not need nullification, because the pregnant Megillah of Chavav and Beis Gabahu beknishta by that shul diudai, the havas pesicha lahu indroina, that but this the Jewish shul that opened up into the area of the Avibah Misno, which there was a dead person. And kind of wanted to daven over there. The Amalu and Talitha said to them, "Dluti vaisa vaisva baba." No problem. Take the big the teva, the ark, and put it by the entryway. Now, Yitzchak Bittel, if we needed nullification, my mahani high teva, what would it help that box? The mistama lebitlusham. We could presume they weren't nullifying it over there. But more b'shlo yuchaylam levatla, they couldn't nullify it. Because that was the Aron Kodesh where the Sefer Torah was placed over there. He can't change it for some other designation because the Mayim Mekayis were limited. You could only upgrade and not downgrade. If obviously you see that you don't require bittul nib, but they just moved the Aron Kodesh to block that area. Next test must begin with the words gemara b'chavish l'matechas. Oh, we're talking about a barrel made out of metal, so therefore that's not going to be a chatzitza. So Hekshar Reintam asks, he says, wait a second, the Chavis Gufa Tavit Tumah Labayis Acher. Well, the actual barrel itself actually should be bringing the Tumah to the other house. Because you're saying that it's not a Chatzitza, it should actually be a conductor of the Tumah. Because the oil nasas hamateches, because the fact when it's in the same oil, the metal becomes kechalol, like the dead person itself, like the biblical verse of that the sword is like the dead person, which metal has the halacha like the mess, least Abiyah Vaisa Tumah, it becomes the grandfather of Tumah, the highest level. And so it's like the dead person itself to contaminate others in the oil. Because the Kulikur, the whole pasuk, the Bechala Sheiga, Pnei Asad, the Bechala Cher, Begoimer, the whole pasuk we're learning enough from, Darsh Labin Nazarberg, Kohen Goldaf, Nun Dalam and Aleph, Lini oil, regarding oil. So actually, this should be transmitting. Tumma, let alone not being a chaitzitz. So says Tais of Nilra and Tam, it appears to be in Tam, Dachma here Toma Kagoin, Shagregor's bolt is chutz lafi chavis. That actually the dried figs are sticking outside beyond the opening of the barrel, kosvi vice of all around, umachasis ois ligamri. So it totally covers it in the near klal, where it's not visible at all. And so since it's totally covered with the dried figs, so really the roof of the house is not really being mal on the chavis, which is made out of metal, only on the gregris, which totally covers the barrel, and therefore the house does not become tummy from the barrel. And the bedagger inferred this, but the ducked gregris, when in fact picked dried figs. The loynoked pears didn't just pick fruits, because they could stick together. That even though they're coming out of the barrel, in lifeless, they don't fall down. And that's how the Gemara makes such a dig in the Gemara Shabbos. Daf kovmen v'amenalf. Now, b'oidim Rabbi Yitzchak, another pshat, Rabbi Yitzchak says, the hachamayr here we're talking about b'she'in chavis yetzu chutz l'kaisel. The barrel is not going out of the wall. Da'ash to derech hachaloin lo yovi tumma l'bayis. So the tumma is not going to come through to the house through the window, because the tumma tzutza b'kaz v'oila. When you have crouching tumma, it shoots upwards. V'inim espeshetzis l'tzadna, and it doesn't spread to the side. Shereim b'pesech tava, because it does not have an opening of a but tefach. So they were talking about that's not coming out of the wall, and therefore, since it doesn't have chalal tefach, it can't get through. Because if anything, that if it shoots upwards, not sideways. Next, Tais Master begin with the words of Gemara Shalom Aleihem, or we have grass that herbs that went up into the window by themselves. Tais says, "Tame, it's a wonder. Hey, might not tefach. How could that minimize the shear of a hand breath?" But in the 8th parak, the Mishnah teaches, these don't bring tumah b'lichetz, and they don't splak the tumah. Hazroim, the seeds, v'yirakas, and vegetables, and machmar l'kak, which are attached to the ground. Chutz b'na yirakas, shemonu, besides for the vegetables that were counted. Pirish, in other words, hanu demanu l'el, those which were counted previously, over there, Mishnah Aleph, the mevin, b'chetzin, which they can bring tumah, they can block tumah, iros, v'yikisum, v'yirakas, chamamor, v'tlas yabonis, all those cases. But if that's the case, how can we say over here that the herbs that go by themselves, the chaitz, and that it gets in the way, but it's attached to the ground? So for Tirz Rabbeinu Tam, he answers, the Hasam Ayri, there's Tumah Lein Oil. That is, the Ein Nasan Oil, they don't become as a canopy, Lachetz Bafnei HaTumah, to block in front of the Tumah, Mashtach Tachtei Moish Aleim, what's beneath them, what's above them. Oil Hebi Tumah, to bring the Tumah, Amnei Sharuach Menashvoi, because the wind blows in them. It doesn't stay in one area. So where it's similar to a flying bird, maybe which you cannot block, you cannot bring. But over here, to minimize the shear of a window, that it could do. Picture Re, the Re asked, now the Hacha over here, Bekulish might in this whole sugya, Lei be'inan meiruach. We don't require... Meaning, it sounds like over here that it helps to be chaitzitz, even if you don't cement. You don't need like cementing it. Not by the herbs and not by the barrel. The parak le'el, which the Gemara previously asked, he gufatechutz that the barrel itself should be chaitzitz. Now, but if it comes to the Gemara, but comes of kofeim and alv, Omer Rava says, "Hari chavas nikva." If you have a barrel that has a hole, with tamush mordim, and the sediments clogged it up. It saves pakabas mayra, but if you try to block it with branches, no, you have to smear it with cement from the side. So here by the herbs, why don't you also have to be madach, smooth it with like some type of clay? Sometimes you can say it's not the hasam, but clay there. We're talking about a vessel. Being the muk of tzamed pasal, you need to have a tightly fastened seal. So therefore, you have to have. Where it's with clay. Over here, they buy some puzzle. Don't need some puzzle. You just have to have some block in the airspace, and it is, and therefore they don't need miruach. Next, Tais Master begins with the words of the Gemara about oif sheshikem mechaloin, and if a bird is resting in the window, near it seem says Tais the asya fuller rameah that this could even be like rameah. Then he says near enough that's one base called the bishus beruachem. Anything that has a living spirit in there is nice, and you can't make it like die from the sukkah. Not a wall for a sukkah, but a lechel mavi, not a side post for a mavi, bahul etc. Yeah, because the hainu, which is a bird, yeah, the hainu in mechitza asar tvachem, dafka, that's specifically for making a partition of 10 tvachem. Halacha behir, le'in, me'mayit b'chalayin, regarding just minimizing the airspace of a window, me'mayit b'chal the bishop etlenu, you can minimize whatever will nullify even with a bird, even according to a mayor. Next, Tais Master begins with the Gemara of Evgachav M'shesh b'chalayin, and a non-Jew, if he's sitting in the window. because the Kachav in Mekabel Tuma, a non-Jew does not contract Tuma. Can nafle mikra bepeg beis nazar like the Gemara learns the nazar daf samachav and beis from a pasuk. So still he's in the buzz. If ish ashiit ma begoyim mitoich hakol from the kila, that's a bekachav that excludes the non-Jewish in lekal which does not have a community. So therefore he'll will be mamayit from the chaloyin. Now I've got the chama so because I'm chal devrayim. Although the Gemara Shabbos daf peigim lamed aleph and nida daf lamed al marav says that the sages made the non-Jew like a zav for all halachas, but given them the rice lemekabel tuma since biblically they're not contracting tuma chaytim of neatuma they will block the tuma. And this is what I'm beginning to say. The Perkei Yitz Tefer Nigmar Nidav Mem Gimel Beis Amar says, "Chayim B'Shet M'Shif L'Zera." There's a stringency of the Tumah of a Sheretz from that of semen. Sheretz is one of the dead eight creatures in the Chalukas Tumah. There's no differentiation between Tumah. Masad Nigmar comes out. Shif L'Zera, the Chalukas Tumah, Mahi. Well, what is it by semen that there is a differentiation between Tumah? Elim Ben Yisrael Nachem. Everything is between the Jews and non-Jews. Sachanami. Here we also have differentiation of what type of sheretz, if it's a sea creature or a land creature. Now, but mashmat sounds like the sheretz in chalukat amazbein solan nachri that regarding a sheretz, however, there is no difference between the Jew and the non-Jew. But aren't we saying that a non-Jew is not mekabel tuma? So it's just love pirchah here. That's not a question because avgav the inner kechavim tamein b'sheretz. Even though a non-Jew does not tuma b'sheretz, in chalukas tuma dumi the shikva zera, it doesn't have the differentiation of tuma similar to what you have by semen. Because the shikva zera gufa. In the semen itself, ikachilik, there's a differentiation. But the bug itself, in chilik, there's no difference in the bug itself. Only from those that contract tumah from it. Therefore, I had to say a different case of differentiation in the sheretz itself from the sea creature versus the land creature. Now, what did it say? This is the Gemara in Shabbos and needed to minimize, to exclude the ebikachavim in the tumah b'ziva does not contract tumah b'ziva. From tumah ziva, love tumah smagihi. Because the tumah of ziva is not a tumah of touch, and it's because from this tumah we don't find that he's excluded from. Meaning, Tosis is trying to understand why you need a mute for a guy does not have tumah of ziva. Because this is you might go from tuma, that's tuma's maga, because it says isha sheyitma v'lo yischato, and so if you need to have a special meat also with the ziba, which is not tuma's maga, so tuma comes out of body. Therefore, we need a special meat for the guy from that. Now, ben shmeina, a baby born in the 8th month in mekabel tuma, it's not mekabel tuma because you're chai when he's alive, because it's like Adam. It's not called Adam. So that he's not going to have a tumas adam. Next, it says to begin with the words the gemara of melech and salt. So mashma it sounds like from here they melech mekabel tuma because obviously because it's chaytzit that does not contract tuma. Now avol hasheleg, but regarding snow, Myri, that's talking about shalei chishav lavachila where we said that it must be talking about that you didn't think about it for consuming purposes. Delei mekabel tuma, that's not mekabel tuma because the chashav lav. Because if you did think about it, then of course that it would not be chaytzit simply because it would be something that's mekabel tuma. On David Zayin Mar Aleph, where it says here, Bain Shem, look over there. But tzorchi and God, the bullet tzorchi maybe has to say avol hasheleg ma'iri. But the snow is too much lechishav alav lemashke that you didn't think about it for drinking. Lemekabel tuma v'chulu etc. V'api agoyzum avun devertesis al nachad. Then you can understand tesis al kapanim va'efin. What he's trying to say is. That it sounds like the reason why it's not Mamai is because it's Nimoyach, it's not Meskai. But it sounds like if not for that it would be Mamai, it must be Toma that you didn't think about for drinking, because if you thought about for drinking, then it would be Mekabel Toma. The next is about to begin with the words of Gemara, Kulan Eim Mamai Temechaloin. All of them, these items, we said they don't minimize the area by a window. Now, the time of the reason for them is, Bishom Deim Meskai, because they don't last, Venimoysin, and b'mayim, and they just get they get liquefied, they get dissolved, or they get to speak k'mayim, like water. Because the likelihood, you can't say the time of the reason the kosh because it's harmful for the wall that liquid. But shakul, and you can take it away, and therefore it's not chaytzis don melech not mekosh lekaiser because salt is also harmful for the wall. But then, still we say it minimizes. Mary, we said it's tumah because the man chivchas, but it's tumah, it's on the shard. So Bahanach never listened to Maiti, then we should have said these also are Maite, and the Malach Mechaspa, and that they're on a shard. Obviously, that even if they're on the earth, it's not harmful for the wall, still the Maiti is not Maite again because they dissolve. Next says, Mat to begin the words, the Gemara Chachas Likrid Levusha. But it's fit for when you have a tear in the garment to use this Shmata. Now, I've got the paragraph in the circle, although the Gemara says in Sukkot of Tezayin Menav, Ubashabbat Perikolim and Shabbos Tav Kofheim Menav, the Pachas Mishal Shoshosh when it's less than 3x3 Lichazi is not fit, Loilanim, Loilashim, not for poor, not for wealthy. So it says, yeah. V'adla Mekabotum, it's not Mekabotum, Kibin Lamasli, because no one's going to put away for that. And Mekamokam Lemimayit, but still not excluding the Lim of Atali, that you're not going to nullify the Koshakali, because you will take it, Kibin Starf, the Kriyadal of which when you'll need it for a tear in the garment, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking. It should not be Mamayit because you will take it away. Next says, "Mata begin with the words the Gemara, keep it the Ketzar Balachayim Bechulu." So they're not going to cut it off. Then it says, "Tami begin to say Kula Beheim Shakel," but then they'll take the whole animal of Shalik Club and throw it to the dogs. So it will ultimately be taken away. B'Hashem Tesis, we can say the Mamayit Bekoyev or Tuma with a monkey, B'Chol Dama Le, anything similar. The Manachasim actually leave the animal away to Yulibe to have fun with it. And Benicha the Nukrit Aver or Basa, and it makes sense why the case we specifically talked about with a limb or a flesh. But the Nukrit Mamaguva, we didn't talk about the animal itself, because the Ichazia Letiyule, because if it's fit for playing around with, Shakale Letiyule, actually, they're going to take it Letiyule but to play with it. The Lechazia, and if it's not fit, Shalik Lovna, throw it to the dog, it's different specifically when it's an Aver or some Basa. Next says, Master begins with the words the Gemara, Asim Mibitali, Shabbos, what do you mean, the 8-month-old baby, the mother will come along and carry him on Shabbos. Which we're talking about where it's in the throes of death, that the baby will die before Shabbos is over. And therefore, we'll say the Shemtek Furasai, that there is where its burial should be. And that's why, again, it's not something that's going to end up being moved. And therefore, it's Memayit by the Chaloyim.